Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
They say this is the show that talks to the most interesting people in Irish business, one of which is now joining me here beside me. So as you know, thousands of us, millions of us every day log on, whether it's for work, pleasure, book a holiday, etc., onto some of the most well-known and visible big branded websites that we all have now as part of our life. How accessible, though, are these websites, particularly if you suffer with any form of disability? My next guest has personal experience of living with a disability. He is partially sighted, and his name is Kyron O'Mahony. He's the Chief Executive Officer and founder of Nexus Inclusion, and he's here with me in studio. Kyron, it's great to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thanks so much.
Great. Before we came on air, I said, have you been on the radio before? And you said you DJed many years ago in Copperface Jack.
Yeah.
And I said, we won't be discussing that.
No, not today.
For a whole range of reasons. Anyway, what we do want to discuss, however, is your business, which is Nexus Inclusion, a fascinating area. So you're looking at websites, how intuitive they are, how helpful they are, how user-friendly they are. And I'm amazed to hear that a lot of the big tech companies who have very extensive resources are leaving a gap in a way for you, because they simply have websites that aren't intuitive, are certainly not open and amenable to people who have various forms of disability. Tell us more.
Well, that's so true. And it's one of the reasons. So I've worked in tech for probably 20, 25 years in various companies in Ireland. And just as we were talking before I came on air, I've never met an engineer or a project manager or anyone who wants to build a product that is not accessible and works for people with disabilities. But unfortunately, that is the case, because if you look at the top 1 million websites out there, so the biggest websites in the world, less than 4% of them work for people with disabilities, which is a staggering statistic. And unfortunately, year over year, that statistic is getting slightly worse each year. It's not getting better. So what I wanted to do with Nexus Inclusion is really support people on their journey to make their websites accessible. And one of the biggest reasons I would say to do it, a lot of people talk about there's the European Accessibility Act, which says you have to make your products and services digitally accessible. A lot of people will say it's the right thing to do. But what I think also resonates with people is that if you're selling a product online, or you're an e-commerce website, or your travel, business, one in four people need support using websites. So if you can increase your audience out there by 25%, that is a significant commercial reality.
And I don't want to make this about you, because it's a much bigger story, right? But when you sit down for a website, you're partially sighted. I mean, just give our listeners some idea of what kind of issues it throws up immediately.
Well, typically for someone like myself, like with a sight issue, if the text is hard to read, if I can't see what button would need to be clicked. Like, so give you an example. So if you're trying to let's say buy a pair of shoes online, or you're trying to book a flight or anything like that, what tends to happen is the contrast on that web page, like the color contrast, will make the text quite difficult to read. So you mightn't be confident putting in your credit card number, or you mightn't be able to hit the add to cart button, something as simple as that. Or if you're someone who is fully blind and they're using assistive technology like a screen reader that would read the page back to them, that page mightn't be structured very well, and they mightn't know with confidence this is somewhere where I can add in my credit card, or even know the size of a pair of shoes that they're buying. So there's a lot of key issues that tend to come up over and over again, because typically when a website is built, it's built because the person building it doesn't have those issues and mightn't recognize them. So what we try to do at Nexus Inclusion is make it as easy as possible for people to find those issues and understand that they're there, and then show them the specific solution that they would need.
Now, I know we were terribly reducing these things and pinning blame on various parties, but here you have a number of different companies. You have the website provider, but you have the browser companies who allow you to surf the web. And of course, you have the makers of the screens, you have the whole ergonomic, the chair you're sitting in. Yeah. So there's a lot of different parts of this. Which bit are you mainly concentrating on, or is it all of the above?
Well, what I would say is we focus in Nexus Inclusion on digital products, right? Because we started off originally thinking about this as just being websites, and saying that if there's such an issue out there for websites, but more and more people and more business are building mobile applications, or it could be a kiosk, or it could be a terminal, or things like that. And all of these impact from a digital accessibility point of view. So we cover full end-to-end digital accessibility for all products. One example I'll give that's not in the site space is that if you're maybe your reading level mightn't be as high as someone else's, what we will actually do is we'll look at the content of the website as well and make sure that that is as clear as possible. And I'll actually give you an example of you would need this level of reading to understand that. So it is a really, really broad spectrum. And I think that's one of the reasons why maybe it sometimes slips when people are building websites, or maybe it slips when they're building mobile applications and think, oh, I'll fix that next.
I suppose it highlights the conundrum here, which is nobody's in charge of the internet, right? Which a lot of people will say is great. You know, it's decentralized and it's heavily democratic, et cetera, et cetera. But it means it's difficult for your kind of company and people who you would work with, that there's nobody to go to. You've mentioned legislation already, and there's a certain level of regulation, presumably. But is there anything you can actually do to force, say, an airline or a retailer to say, we need this? Or do they say, oh, yeah, we're happy to do that, but not at that cost? So how does it all play out when the sort of a negotiation goes on?
Well, one of the things that I found is that and it's great to be here today to talk about it, is that not a lot of people realize that this is an issue.
But you're saying 1 in 4.
That's what I think is crazy. And I think it's, for me, digital accessibility is one of the areas that's, it's not talked about enough, and people don't realize it's as big an issue as it is. And like I said, 25% of people, if you're excluding 25% of your customers, or you're not making your website mobile app work for 25% of your customers, I've never, you know, after 20 odd years working in commercial tech sector, I've never met a CFO or someone who's responsible for that bottom line go, oh my God, can I increase my customer base by 25%? I'll do that. Which really goes to show that it's not something that's talked about enough, you know, because, you know, there's 1.5 billion people in the world with a disability, according to WHO. But again, you know, it's something that I think if we raise...
Is it because the website is not discretionary? You have to go there. You have to go to Amazon.
Well,
whether you have a disability or not, you need, as you said, to buy the pair of shoes. There's no way around that. So they know that, these companies. They know they don't have to put the extra cost in because, yes, it'll be awkward and probably very irritating, but they know those 1 in 4 people with a disability have no choice.
And that's exactly it. I think the world, we are living in a digital age at the moment. And I mean, if you want to interact with your bank, you're encouraged to use online. If you want to book a flight, you're encouraged to, you know, book it online. I don't even think you can book a flight offline anymore. But, you know, in a lot of those sectors then as well, the reality is that for a long time, I used to struggle booking a flight online personally, you know what I mean? So I used to dread the thought of having to travel, or I dread the thought of needing to buy something online, or trying to read a PDF document from my bank, you know? So, the issue exists, you know, and I think in a lot of cases, like I said, the companies are not doing this always intentionally.
So services is you do an audit of the website. So a company comes to you. So do you come back with a set of recommendations and they say, oh, great, thanks, Chiron, that's fantastic? Or do they say, thanks, Chiron, that's fantastic, but no, that's far too much work and far too much money, but thanks for coming in?
Yeah, well typically what we find is, so what Nexus Inclusion does is we run an audit, or we can monitor a website on a daily basis, you know, if you're changing it. And what we found is there's companies out there that have tried this before, and all of them get really good at finding the problem. You know, so they'll say, right, you've got 100 issues on your webpage. If you fix those, it'll work for people with disabilities. The problem is finding the problem is the easy bit. You know, knowing that there's an issue there is an easy bit because it's such a big problem. What we've really focused on in Nexus Inclusion is saying, right, this is the problem. How do I fix it for this customer? You know, and a lot of times what we're finding in the customers that we've been dealing with so far, people go, oh, that's actually not that difficult to do, and we didn't realize it was a problem. Now we know it in the context of our website. We know how to change our color contrast, and then it's, and a lot of people, to be fair, initially start off with a bit of fear about this, because no one wants to openly say that their site doesn't work for disabilities, or their product doesn't work for people who are blind or people who have a cognitive issue. But when they realize that this is an attainable solution, it's very much going, oh, that's really interesting, and now I'll go along and fix it. Particularly when you make that context specific to their website, rather than just saying it needs to be, you need to have great color contrast, because people go, oh, okay, that's fine, but what do I do? How is that specific to my website? And that's what we try and do differently.
And Chiron, in terms of the leverage that consumers have with these big companies, I see a lot of this hangs off the EU Accessibility Act, which presumably gives people a set of rights of some kind, which they can execute on. So Is there any pushback available to people listening who say, I'm not happy with this, can I go to the company? Or is that sort of dreamland and it's in legislation, but in reality,
well, what we're seeing is the European Accessibility Act came into effect in June of last year. So, and for those of us who have worked in tech or any industry for a long time, whether it was GDPR or PCI compliance or whatever the case may be, this legislation takes time to come in and see cases. But we are starting to see cases that are out there that are starting to hit the courts. If you are impacted by this, there's different places you can contact. You can go to the Consumer Protection Agency, the CCPC, and make a complaint to those. And there is remedies out there to be, or you can go to the Ombudsman, the Central Bank if it's a financial issue. So yes, you can. There is recourse that's out there, which I think is.
And what about people who be small businesses, right? Who say, it's all very well for Ryanair, Tesco, etc., to make their site better accessible. But I'm just selling, you know, smaller items. I'm selling jigsaws or I'm selling widgets or whatever. I'm a small business. I can't afford the extra financial weight of making these changes. Any sympathy for that group, or is it just the law is the law?
Well, what I think is, I think the compliance side of it and the legal side of it is not the way to, for me personally, to look at it. So, I mean, if you look at from Next Inclusion, our costs start out at £40 a month. Very, very reasonable. You know, it's a little over four. I think it's 41 euro a month. So this is attainable. And that's something we focused really hard at, because up till now, most of the people that have tried this really focus on big industries. And I think that's the wrong approach, because I don't always want to buy from the Amazon. I want to go to my local shop and get it.
You're open to that.
Exactly, yes. But I think...
We're going to have to leave it there.
No problem.
Unfortunately, time has run out. Fascinating business. Best of luck with it. As you said, you're going to have a continuing business and pipeline there, because this stuff, it still has to be better reformed. Ciarán O'Mahony is the Chief Executive Officer and founder of Nexus Inclusion. Thank you for coming into...
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.